plans tomorrow when I get to the office is to build a VHF XTS 5000 because they make the ultimate ham radio, in my opinion. Monobander, yes. Front panel programmability, absolutely. Audio quality, gorgeous. Transmitter capabilities, fantastic. And in this day and age, nobody does simplex anymore that I know of. So, and if they did, I can still go front panel. It works pretty all right. But there's a slew of them right now on eBay for $40. You just have to set them up and build them out.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Being a Motorola nerd, it has its place, I guess. I think I'm going to get one of these trams. I want one again. I've been out of, you know, I gave up on radio a long time ago when the amateur radio emergency service whackerdoodles did their stuff and everybody, you know, kind of went weird on the 2-meter stuff. And then for a while, it was like on HF, the only people that were out there were contesters. So GMRS actually kind of bringing me around a bit.
Yeah, it's hopping pretty good down here, GMRS. When I started getting into it, figuring out from the OCB days, and I got in looking into ham radio, and then I found about GMRS, and I bought the radio and the antenna and the coax, and learned a lot of stuff about it.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. Cruiser, German Shepherd is out doing her last call for the evening. There's a lot of good people out here on GMRS, and I like the way the network is set up. The repeaters are linked, even on VHF. You can get on, what is that, the IRLA or whatever it is. The Flint system on 147-100 is linked through. You can get all over the state, plus the Upper Peninsula on that.